Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. And joining us now, we are talking about a Monarch fueling station project that is happening with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and the new project that's part of that entire thing up in St. Ansgar at Absolute Energy. Joining us first with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association is Cassidy Walter. And joining us from Absolute Energy, we have Rick and Tyler Schwark. How's everyone doing today?
Wonderful. It's a good day. It's a great day in North Iowa.
Yeah, having a good day. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you all for joining me here today to talk about this project. And it's a great great thing. Cassidy, maybe we could start with you and just talk about this partnership you have with the Renewable Fuels Association in Iowa and the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium. Tell us a little bit how this project all got started. I know it's a couple years old.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us on here. To love to talk about this project. It's a fun project. So it's something that we started back in December of 2017. Our board approved the project. We became members of the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium and started working with our members on establishing monarch habitat on plant grounds. Primarily, we're talking ethanol and biodiesel plants around Iowa, but we also had some associate members jump in there and want to get involved. And now we're up to 17 projects around the state. And really, we just thought it seemed like such a natural fit. You know, biofuel plants are scattered around the state of Iowa. The whole state, for as far as I know, is in that migration path for the monarch butterfly. So you really need habitat all throughout the state. And they can take some, you know, biofuel plants tend to have, you know, land kind of surrounding. There's grass that they can convert into that habitat. And it's just one more way that our members are, you know, helping the environment, helping Iowa agriculture. You know, they're already producing a greener, cleaner fuel that's adding value to Iowa, you know, Iowa farm products. And, you know, the monarch butterfly is currently being considered to be listed as an endangered species. And if that were to happen, it would be really bad for Iowa farmers because, as I said, the entire state is in that migration pattern, and it would really put some restrictions on, you know, farming practices and kind of tie farmers' hands in some ways with their normal practices. And so we just want to do everything we can to help increase the habitat so that, you know, they're not listed as an endangered species and you know, do something to support this important pollinator.
Very, very true, Cassidy. And yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the project at Absolute Energy there in St. Ansgar. Rick, Tyler, if you guys could just talk about just how this all got started at your plant and maybe some of the processes behind seeding this monarch habitat.
Well, we're happy to support the work of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association to working with the Monarch Consortium to become a critical link in this pathway along the monarch's migration from Mexico to Canada. And I'll let Tyler describe what the process has been beginning last fall.
Yeah, we had intentions of doing a fall dormant seeding in the fall of 2019. So late summer last year, we started by mowing the grass area down, and then we sprayed it and worked it up last fall with the intentions of doing the fall seeding after the 15th of November. Unfortunately, about the 15th of November last year, it turned extremely cold and the ground froze on us, and it did not unthaw for us in order to do the fall seeding. So obviously it pushed us into the spring of 2020 for the seeding. We sprayed the area off again and then worked it up one more time, and then we seeded it about a week and a half ago. Once the area finally dried out, obviously it's been an interesting late spring here, but it is seeded now, and we're anxious to see it start growing.
Well, Rick and Tyler, I know you guys planted a little over an acre there at the plant. Can you talk about kind of your plans for the general upkeep and maintenance of that habitat moving forward?
Sure. So, yeah, we planted 1.3 acres, and the intentions, at least for the first year, is just to keep it mowed down to a height around 8-10 inches or so, just try and keep any invasive weeds from taken hold like thistles or anything like that. So we'll keep it mowed a few times this summer, and we'll kind of take it from there after that. But Cassidy's been wonderful in providing information on mowing and general upkeep for the area. So we're going to stick to the regimen that she's put forth.
There's quite a bit of milkweed seed, you know, in the mix that we put in. And that milkweed is a critical component for, it's the only thing that the caterpillar and the monarch lays an egg on, it's milkweed. So yep. I expect it to be a successful project.
We worked with Albert Lee Seed House on the seed recommendations for this pollinator mix. So they were very helpful in helping us select what we needed to plant.
Say, I have to give credit to the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium because I'm definitely not the monarch expert. I'm just trying to facilitate the project, and they created those mowing recommendations, and they've been a great partner. And you know, sometimes I get questions from people who aren't our members and who are interested in learning more. Just you know, people who maybe want to start a garden, and they have some great resources. So I definitely highly recommend people who are interested reach out to them.
Well, I appreciate everyone joining me to talk about this here today. Again, it's a great project, and the new Monarch Fueling Station planted by Absolute Energy in St. Ansgar, and of course, it's a partnership with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium. Does anyone else have anything to add about the project overall before we run out of time?
Just glad to be able to add another component of value to the area, and thanks to all the American farmers for all the hard work they do.
I'll second that.
Well, I will agree with both of you, and I appreciate everyone for their time today. Rick and Tyler Schwark with Absolute Energy and Cassidy Walter with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Thank you all for joining me today on KGLO. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.